From the top.
The Almighty Street.
Cash on the money, nigga. Yeah. Chidi fi to do me like wobe, wobe. Yeah. Same taste, sipping gin, lime and more. Yeah. Chidi make a craze with the body shape. Yeah. Yeah. Give me good soup on a Sunday. Yeah. Follow up for you on the first day. Me pour your dimmy nice one, yeah. Oh, change my girl home for a while. Oh, change my girl home for a while. All them other boys just be who's who, yeah. Won't make you know, say I die though, wow. Won't make you know, say I die though, wow. Never let you go, say I die though, wow. I put all the energy you give me in a song. All the good vibe you give me in a song. I put all the loving that you give me to everything. My pretty little thing, see, I never, 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 never. Put all the energy you give me in a song. All the good vibe you give me in a song. I put all the loving that you give me to everything. My pretty little thing, see, I never, 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 never.
I give you anything you want, make I know. Oh my girl, you blow my mind, yeah. Can you move like a boy, you love me, come on. No need to swim in my face, I know. Oh my girl, I know the lie. Everything, baby girl, you be everything. Say your vibe, you be everything. So for your love, baby, I just sing. Yeah. You get back.
I put all the energy you give me in a song. All the good vibe you give me in a song. I put all the loving that you give me to everything. My pretty little thing, see, I never, 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 never. Put all the energy you give me in a song. All the good vibe you give me in a song. I put all the loving that you give me.
So that was In a Song from Darko Vibes featuring King Promise. And guys, welcome to another exciting episode. And this is Yuba Podcast coming to you live from Kasua. And I'm your host, Kingsley Himans. And in here with me, as usual, is my co-host, Johnson Zoglo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You tell people I'm also called Daddy K. You know, I like the Daddy K name more.
Hey, well, pray. Yeah, and as promised, yeah, today in our studios with us, they came to stand for themselves. Yeah, the ladies are in. In fact, we said one lady, but
the way they were fighting us in our DMs,
they wanted to kill us. Mm-hmm, simple. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, so Mercy,
yeah,
what's up?
Cool.
I can see your bags, bunny cheeks, like everything is perfect.
Don't start.
Yeah, so yeah, we have Bags Bunny in here. She's here with us today, and we have another wonderful lady, Jessie.
Jessica Pia, our top fan.
Charlie, the way you are taking it, take personal. Like, you are taking it personal.
Let's go, Charlie.
I'm also your fan, though.
Yeah. Ah, Messi is also our fan. But I won't talk about Messi. Oh, like,
there are fans and number one fan.
Okay, yes, yeah, so yeah.
I'm also your number one fan.
Okay.
Why are you all rushing for number one?
Let's forget about that too.
Yeah, so guys, we are here for the part two of the relationship talk, and the ladies are here, you know, and so it's going to be fun, like heat times two of last week's heat. We are having everything in here.
Very hot.
But before we start, let's just go for a quick turn, and we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Okay, so everyone is set, and I think we should continue from last week where we started from. And
yeah, we're actually starting a new vibe altogether. Today we are hitting on the guys. That's why we brought the ladies in.
So we are going to ask them questions we asked the other guy, Nana Sikapa.
And I think Sikapa is even going to join us soon, but he isn't in yet. Let's just start with the ladies. Who's going first?
Okay, I think Messi.
Okay. Bugs Man is going first. So Bugs, you have a boyfriend?
Oh yes.
Hey, this is your oh yes, dear.
Hey.
This is your oh yes, dear. So,
why can't I have one?
No, no, you can't. By the way, you're saying, oh, yes, with the...
No, with the flair. So, yeah, what do you like in your... You guys relationship? What do you like in your relationship with your guy? I mean...
What do I like?
What make you like your relationship with your guy?
Actually, you just started dating.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In last month.
Oh! I don't know if it an edu.
Fresh. Yeah. Like, it's not me, it's not fresh. So, okay.
Yeah, now you're cool. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, it's Abba Fresh.
Abba Fresh.
So, right now, I like everything inside the attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's caring, loving, you are everything. Yeah,
So, what about Jessica?
Jessica, I'm dating.
I'm dating, yeah.
Oh,
okay. So are you enjoying your dating life? I mean, how are you guys laughing?
I love it.
Okay,
I'm enjoying my dating life. Yeah. Mm. It's fun.
Okay.
So, is yours also brand new or what?
Oh, no. Mine's not brand new.
Hey. okay. You've been inside for
okay. So, I think I want to ask you some questions about your dating life. Since all the two of you are dating, you can give us more information about your dating life, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, what made you like your guy? What made you accept your guy? Let's start with Jessica.
What made me accept my guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'll say, it's for the things I want to see in a guy that made me like to be like that.
So, what do you like to see in a guy?
So, first and foremost, you know, you have to consider the God factor first. That's what I consider first. Mm. So, the God factor. Mm-hmm. He has that. And then, that's very necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I would say character.
Okay.
He has the good character. So.
Your boy?
Yeah, you know. Okay. Mama, you know bad, sir.
Yeah, mama.
Okay.
So the good character is there. That makes me draw closer. That's not all. But, and then one more thing too. The appearance, as you say.
It's like people are doing their podcast in their hearts. They started doing their podcast in their hearts.
She's not to let her talk. The appearance.
True facts. Mm-hmm. The appearance today. Be fine boy.
Yes.
You see, your guy be fine boy. I only know man who feels that. What you say? Is that all?
Oh, that's not.
You
be fine, boy. But apart from that,
like you're taking it.
No, why are you guys pointing?
Okay,
why? Our top man is talking.
No, it's like you're taking it personally.
Yeah, I'm shocking. My guy is talking to you. Okay, so so apart from he being fine, the appearance thing, as in your dressing also counts. So that really counts. If you can't follow me and then you don't dress well. that also counts. And then a guy with ambition. Very, very necessary. Very necessary. If you don't have ambition and some dreams, Charlie. You do it.
I'm shocked.
So that's a few I'll say. So I think I'll be much with you now.
Okay, so guys, it's like Nana Sikafa is finally in. Bro, Charlie, what's up?
I'm around.
Oh, you're around. Charlie.
Did you say so?
Yes. Why is he supposed to be here?
Nana is supposed to be here.
It's supposed to be only us.
No, he's not.
I'm shocking.
No, today's a lady's talk.
He's condemned some points.
So that's why he's here. So you can condemn in front of him.
Okay, for now, you can say. When
Nana Sikafa won't talk much. Nana Sikafa won't talk much.
I want them to do the talking.
Yeah.
Where they go wrong,
then you correct them.
Correct us. We didn't correct you on your own.
Okay, so let's continue the whole thing. Let's come back to you, Mercy. What do you like about your relationship? What do you see in a guy?
In my guy or in a guy?
In a guy, okay. In a guy in particular.
What do you see in a guy that makes you like him?
Okay. Fine, I know people will say like he's supposed to be God fearing. Mm-hmm. Yes. So he's supposed to be God fearing. But actually my own at the moment is not that God fearing, but then I'm trying to I can see some improvement.
You know.
Okay.
I trust because Delilah cry. You see what it takes to do something.
You bomb. So like
you,
I was.
If you don't want to make me mention Delilah, we will talk about Potiphar's wife.
Potiphar's wife.
Character, the God fearing.
Yes, and also character. He's a very good person. He's caring. He's also handsome, like very handsome.
Mm-hmm. Actually, my boyfriend.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Actually, what I like about him is his smile. He has this kind of cute smile. Yes.
Like the way you are laughing, do say what for the pound?
Oh yes, my
falling. Okay, fresh
love. Oh please.
It will end in tears. Bro.
It will end in tears.
So I don't know. Me for a guy, religion does not really matter. But I don't know for your girls, does religion matter to you in a relationship? I mean, mercy.
Okay, some people, religion matters, but then some people too, it doesn't matter. But for me, it matters because I'm from a Christian home. Mm-hmm. And you don't expect you to go for a guy who's not a Christian.
And you consider tribe?
A little, you know. Depends. I'm an Ethiopian. You see, I'm an Ethiopian. I can't go for an away.
Why can't you go for an away guy? Why? Because your mom says she doesn't like an away guy.
Yeah, not my mom.
I don't know why.
Is your family going to get married to the girl you are?
No, but you know,
that's personal.
Yes, there's this perception that away guys are like.
Why are you guys condemning them?
We are not condemning them, but that is what me. I don't like them.
Girl boys.
They are too rowdy. Maybe a fancy girl and I can put tell you, oh, I love you. But then a girl, hey me, I love you. Like
but you don't like that one.
No. Like that kind of thing.
So you want a fancy girl,
the girls are talking about romantic.
Oh yes.
Ghanaian girls. They don't know what to do.
Some boys are romantic.
You have to bring like 4 lawyers and your certificate and proof.
I'll sign for her.
She's my mama. So
let's go to the Ewa guys. I don't know why you guys say Ewa guys. Ewa guys are very romantic. You know, there's Zoglo. Look how many names are. Like if I'm in bed with you, you mention
Zoglo.
You understand? So the way that something like this now, you guys are being racist. Every guy's life matter, Charlie. Charlie, you guys, Charlie.
True.
Religion matters. Like sometimes,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Even if the person loves you and you love the person, still religion matters. Yes. One of you have to switch.
To me, it really does because I can't be in a relationship with someone who doesn't believe in the same things I believe. You know, maybe similar things I believe in. You know. Like it makes it difficult to understand stuff, but like if Chris is my guy, for example, and I believe that you know there's a Holy Spirit and all that, and then Chris.
Continue.
I'm just saying, for example, you're not my guy.
I'm not saying I'm your guy.
I know. So if maybe I believe in the Holy Spirit and then Christy is like, but you change your money idea, I see. It'll bring problems and all. So like when I wake up and then I'm praying and I'm singing in tongues and all that, you'll be like I'm making noise, I'm disturbing sleep, but in all things like it works together for our own good. So I think it really matters. That's my opinion.
So what about tribe?
Yeah. I don't really check that though.
You don't really check that. So you don't mind dating a guy, fancy.
I don't mind.
Like,
as far as you have good character.
Any tribe that you like.
All the things I need, I don't
so
check.
Any tribe that you
wait,
like.
Please, she said all the things you need. What does she need?
Yeah, all the things.
Oh, I think
she has said it already. Yeah. Yes.
God fearing.
Nana Skapa.
Skapa.
You were not
here.
You were not here.
I just kissed you.
So relax, relax. And about tribe.
So yeah, about the tribe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was asking, any tribe you are open? So you, for your house, unlike Messi's house, they don't have like restrictions. That's in between the Obi Abba.
No restrictions. So far as yeah, like all the things that I mentioned earlier. Yeah. First, you have all the decent stuff. You are presentable. You are God fearing. You are handsome. Charlie, the things.
But
do
you know that?
Then I'm cool.
Do you know that the girls normally want the boys to change into their religion, like their tribe?
No,
So
why
she
didn't say
she's changing a guy from one religion to another.
No,
yeah,
but she
said she's making him God fearing. That's what she said.
So then the guy isn't God fearing.
Yeah, maybe the guy is
not
too much.
So yeah, so leave the guy. Maybe he has what he's hearing. So leave him, let him hear what he's hearing.
Oh, nah. Ah, no. You
are no, like, so now you are changing the guy.
It's like the guy doesn't have any religion. Let's see.
He doesn't have any religion. Who doesn't have any religion?
Like he has, so he's a Christian, no, but then not that kind of Christian, like
she's a baby Christian.
Yes,
yeah, so she's
just a church goer.
And you are the mother Christian.
Oh, yeah, I am Pedro.
Yeah,
sorry.
I am Pedro. Yeah. This
I
say, is
oh, if you have a mother Christian, I will take
it. Yeah, on the channel.
Is it me or like Chrissy is on Mercy today?
I'm sure. Yeah,
I don't know what I'm saying. That's what she said. So like,
yeah, I'm meeting your Chrissy. Allow me.
On our last episode.
Oh, Nana, don't talk.
Okay.
Yes.
So now let's get to the serious stuff. Like, so there's this thing where girls want to test their guys in relationship that I don't get.
Test.
Yes. Don't see.
You want to test me? You
yeah,
get
yeah,
me.
Yes. No, you want you to see the guy really loves you.
Oh, but that one I see to be very, very childish. I don't.
Very, very childish.
Yes.
Every girl does that.
Not every girl.
There's one thing where. When you have like your first sex, the girl calls you some week later and tells you she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Nana, you okay? You said no notice that thing before.
You can't
just
tell me that.
You have right?
I have.
I also have. Like they just want to scare you. Say like, oh, minion. No man has said.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, it's very necessary.
Why should you do that?
It's very necessary.
Okay, why should
like
you do that?
Hey,
why should you do that?
I say, Emmanuel, I'm not going to be
okay. Like, I had some committee with
me. Oh, that means that this is the same way as a boy, since so I'm not going to meet him. It's true.
Okay,
like,
so
we all have this kind of one character.
This question has popped up. So, what do boys do? Like, what do you see in most boys?
That you think, say,
most boys are cheats.
No. This one will be a whole episode on it.
Oh yeah.
In fact, you are dropping it now. Boys and girls, who cheats the most?
Boys.
Hey.
No.
It's true.
Give your reasons.
Reasons. No, just because it's neutral, but yeah, so give your reasons.
My reason is because if you, the boy, don't come to propose to me, like, why would I go for another guy? Just if you the guy, you are dating. It's not greediness. Sometimes you are with a guy. The guy is not giving you that attention. Maybe from the beginning of the relationship, he will give you that attention and all. But when it gets to some point, the attention is
that
not there.
That
yeah,
one, no, that
then another guy will come in, will give you that attention,
and then propose to you.
We are girls. We have this kind of soft.
No, but man, one thing you know that.
They will just melt.
Listen. Does love pay bills?
No.
Does love pay bills?
Sometimes.
Just. See, she said no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what to say because, see, I can't be doing, I'll be calling you always. You know I have work to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know I have to go and make money. You come and tell me you want work. You come and tell me you want to go and break your nails. You come and tell me this.
So,
I've seen a nice handbag. I want it.
So she's
saying that the guys
who
are hardworking and then... they focus on work and all that, and they give their ladies attention. What are you trying to say? That
no, 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 okay, no, 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 no,
that,
no,
what he's saying,
see,
that,
hey! that's why they're saying that we are not equal, not all of us are equal. Obi, no, all that,
you understand? He doesn't work.
I'm not working. I'm working for like 3 companies right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't call me and tell me say you're in the order.
So that one, don't date now. So that one, don't date now. Because you know that when you're dating, you're supposed to.
Never follow my girl.
It's not about don't date now. But like, you go to work. Let's say you go to work and you close at 9, okay? You go to work and you close at 9. At least when you come back, call her or...
And I feel see a fade. That's the same way the girl also is going to start with.
But you know the boys too. When you like someone, the kind of attention you give the person from the beginning,
you have to.
But munana ni we epe no. I say otare.
If you are going to
fresh love, you want to play.
If you are hunting, do you relax? Have you seen a hunter that hasn't relaxed before?
No.
You relax only when you've gotten the meat right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you're aggressive at the beginning. Unyana mri ya uko fiano
atu ba kwana. I'm telling me,
you falling inside. I should be aggressive.
Oh, second.
Yes. See. Oh, but you mean girl. So when you're aggressive, I'll wait for the general. So next time come
you understand me.
Boys are not like girls. See, that you have this kind of hard heart. You if you are your own fall, yeah, you won't fall. But girls, you know, some 2 or 3 words, if I then will just melt.
So you tell your boy you love him. You love him. If you are not that one, I love you. I love you. Big Kakra auntie. Obi show care Kakra. If you are boy, I'm auntie. Nah, hey, what for it?
Oh, I know they're there. It
depends on what the
girl. Hey, yes, it depends.
So what if the guy is not showing attention, eh?
Mm.
Why can't you two show attention to the guy? Like, why can't
I also show attention? I also show attention by calling.
The guy's not showing the girl attention.
Mm.
But the girl is forcing like, oh, your baby. Yes,
I know. In this modern world, in this modern world, if you don't show attention, the girls will like, so if oh, yeah, me so
now. It's
not every. I don't know why you for always say every girl.
Every girl.
It's not every girl.
Okay, most.
Yes, nice.
In fact,
I'm not part.
That's, it's more than a parliament.
They can do a 1 year budget.
Girls and guys, why am I going to say paper about their relationship?
Girls don't really like to disclose their relationship to other girls. So it's true,
because the only thing a girl would like to talk to her friends about in a relationship is, oh, he got me this. Oh, this guy, he was
the one.
That's how it starts. You've not seen all girls. Hey,
mm-hmm.
Someone will go as far and tell her friends. Onimi ye say. Who will be that?
No, as you maybe her best friend or something. But then like, as you
know, it's the guy. It's the guy who talk about that thing.
Yes, as in sleeping with someone.
Guys are really
sure.
The guy don't talk about that.
No, wait. Atiam.
Atiam, baby mama.
Guys will meet, eh? There's football. There's FIFA, there are movies.
Business.
What should we talk about?
Girls are either talking about business. In your business,
And Berman said,
Berman,
we talk about business, maybe fashion, maybe music, yeah, or something. Maybe we come now, this one say, hey, my boy, you say, or this one come, ah, no. But the boy is like, oh, this girl, I claim, this girl, I do this, this girl, I
do this. You always saying, I claim this girl. Girls also say that.
Listen, I don't to talk about my sad story now. This girl was my girlfriend, and we dated for like the first day we dated. No, she gave me kiss back.
Second.
You can feel the
open doors.
Mm-hmm. So like within seven days, we had sex like 14 times. And at that time too, I didn't know what was sex.
At what age?
You're not talking about
that. Talking about what happened at that time. At that time, you didn't know.
Like you were like maybe 10, 9, 8.
You hadn't done it before.
So the girl was already eating you.
Oh, Charlie.
She has used you.
No, I can't me.
Maybe they are prostitutes, a normal girl.
Okay, well, let me stop talking.
you can't bring something up and just I don't like that. I can be on her right now.
So guys, let's go for a commercial break and let's hear some words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, you're back and it's very hot in here. It's very hot. The girls are saying like it's us. We cheat. We don't give them attention. We use them and dump them. Hey, Charlie.
It's true.
All right. So, Onana, you are saying a girl abused you and dumped you before.
I didn't say that, but I'm saying girl.
Now, why are you running?
I'm sorry. Why are you running?
I'm not running.
Why are you running? Answer your question.
I said.
Face your music.
Please let me talk. I said. Girls can use guys and then dump them. I didn't say like as if someone has used me.
So no one has used
you. No one has used
me. So we are God fearing.
I told you. I'm God fearing, bro.
Because I'm so kind of virgin, cow.
Peche.
And you'll be a Yeshen was.
Bougie.
Me a bougie.
Yeah, bougie. Yeah, so you're bougie. Okay, so now I'm trying this question. In a relationship, should it be one sided? As in everything depending on the guy. The guy showing care. The guy should be the one who should always call to check up. Should the guy be the one who should I don't know.
Like, always buying food.
Always buying food.
Buying food. As when you go out,
yes,
or what?
Yeah.
If you don't have money, why are you telling me let's go out?
So you can't take your guy out.
So you can't take your guy out.
I can't take
and
you
I
out.
Hey!
No, you that is when me I'll say that baby, let's go out. Today I'm
I be that.
Oh, I'm here too. I said I just ended my relationship.
So
I'm here too.
This is your first relationship.
Oh, wow.
No, this is not my first relationship.
So why are you now doing it?
This is a nine.
When I first number.
Oh no, this is my third relationship. Oh please, it's third, not my
nine.
It's true. My what's nine?
I said it's what?
It's true.
It's labi that.
What's it?
Ten.
Ah, okay.
Oh, no,
okay. I don't think it should be one.
So wait, ten. First one, you never took the first one out.
Second one, two.
Wait,
one,
you never took the first one out.
No.
Why?
Because at that time I wasn't having money. Like I was
you were young.
Oh, yes, I was in SHS.
SHS or JHS?
I was in SHS.
Because JHS, wait to me.
Oh, Dabi, I never dated in JHS.
And then the second one
to know.
You're in SHS.
SHS or JHS?
I was in SHS.
And then they just said,
that one, but I didn't even date for long. It's just kind of.
You weren't even here
for me to have a then or
social media dating.
I'm shocked. That was
so just can you say something?
Still now, the first time you never took.
Oh, but some girls are.
I'm praying this one, you take him out.
Oh yes, I will.
I'm praying.
But I'm telling you that I will.
Why are you
too? Guys.
Why you guys don't need?
Oh, we are not here for
you guys.
Just we are listening.
Oh yes,
I see that. It's not supposed to be one side. It's not supposed to be always the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the girl, you see sometimes maybe you go out and your guys don't even have money. Mm-hmm. Like, but to me, on the low, no, now it's kind of
okay, no.
And then he's not having money as him. You man, no.
Yeah, so you see, yeah.
Onu kana afresi impi kara party. Onu kana afresi impi kara na.
Who in his cars?
No, see, if I'm there, my girl says impi. Onu naka say impi. If I say impi, I'm quite the mate me. That one they me.
Say that one day.
Say you was shorty and a baby crap. Maybe jump on my name, Kasa.
Yeah, you know. Say that one day.
Try. Say that one day.
But you the being naive, me, I'm not having money. Who now see Kaba now and say, baby, let's go out. Now I could draw now see Kansas. I am getting to tell you that. Thank
you.
What do you mean, dear? When you have money,
Zarikido.
No, baby, when you have money.
Like
yes,
that. Baby, see, my bed.
You know,
my
no, no, no. You know, some boys say you fake a lot, fake life.
So you like the fake life, yeah.
Not all girls like that. You fake yourself like you have this. No, I should say no, be sure or be safe. Like,
but you know, say,
when I ask you for more money, in 5 cities, na eh, madam, mu preska, and I'm madam, mu preska.
You know, but you know, girls also don't like the truth.
Not all girls.
See, I same see. Now me cannot catch her. Now money woof. But me now money keep it.
The truth is, hey, you should understand.
No,
the truth. That doesn't mean that
they don't like it. But me try and turn it down. Cause I know he be on casa.
Something more.
Yes,
they want gifts from everything. Maybe my birthday, our anniversary, Val's day. Today I learned today's girlfriend's day. Today's
first, yes.
She wants a gift today too.
So are you guys over here right now?
You're not God fearing.
Yes, you're supposed to
be. If you're not God fearing like me,
you should be the correct person.
You know.
But because you are not, let's get
to the main topic. Okay, so now there's this thing where girls be like, you are the guy you should propose. Like, maybe you guys are dating, most have relationship with you, but not just to propose.
I don't know. I don't understand that. That's that point alone. I don't understand.
But it's a culture. Please.
It's a culture. If the girl proposes, she won't die.
Not to happen.
Will you die? Will you die?
Make the question clear. You're already in a relationship and then
no, you're dating.
You're just friends.
Oh, okay.
You're just friends. And being in a relationship. Mm-hmm. They are okay. Different.
Right.
Dating, like you guys are going out. You're okay. Getting to know yourself. And it's like, girl, your boy time is it. When you propose it. Like.
Now, to me, the girl can say she likes the guy, but she can't propose.
She can't say that. Baby, can you be my boyfriend? Like, ew.
What is ill about this?
No, like,
I'm
shocking.
You should know that the other guy's on the line. So, to me, be a non car.
So, awareness, I then the mini says, oh, who need parent? That means a girl who will not be my parent. Now, but you person may know Babe man go out. When you have a sister, right? Let your sister do that.
You won't die when you take someone's son. You won't die. Take someone's son out. You are eating.
So you have
a nice ring in your handbag. You understand?
A ring, then you just go down on your knees.
Give it to the guy. You won't die.
That's what happened to you.
That is the same way when when you do it, you won't die.
Because
you, the man, you are the head of everything.
You
know that in USA right now, women are fighting for the same of everything men have.
Zogo, please, which country are you in?
I'm not that talking. You know that USA is like the world now. Like USA, when they do everything, it moves the whole world.
Yes.
And the USA, the women in USA, they have started this movement where women should be given the same head and everything like the way men are given, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say that women are given more. I don't know how to say it. Men are head of everything, so we should take care of women and money. Since you guys are fighting for the same proportion of everything, I don't know.
Ghanaian girls are fighting also because I learned
in parliament, I learned they said less women in parliament.
So as they should bring in more women should go and stand for.
You guys are fighting for the things we have.
There are some things that are supposed to be for guys.
Jessica.
You know that. But I like that they're saying that what men can do,
women can do better. Thank you.
Yeah, but they don't mean everything.
So in the quote, it should be like, if men eat, women can eat better. If we can't do what men do, women can do better.
Mm-hmm.
Look, yeah. Tell your guy you love him. I want you to be my boyfriend.
We can say I love you, like proposing to him. But
like,
proposing like going down on your knees.
Don't you love the guy?
I love him, but you can't do that.
It's so romantic when maybe it's my guy's birthday and I take him out and then I buy him something and I'm giving it to him and I'm being so romantic.
Yes, that one is different.
It's different.
But maybe you
want to propose to me and you're giving me a ring. No, person me na me
put me put na me more ring. Hey, who be pray?
No,
yeah, it's not meant to be like that.
And I want to offer you.
No, for that one.
Fazi, you do it.
No, I can tell you say I like you. Yes, but I can't be loud to you. I like you.
Tell me you love me.
But I don't love you.
Oh.
But I like you.
You love me.
Open me.
I'm healthy.
Open me. Now you find boy like this.
Full jump.
So as you guys are trying to say, yeah, modern crowd, that one
they won't do. They are not supposed to do that.
But what men, women can do better.
Yeah. Please, let's leave that one aside. We are talking about proposing.
No.
It's for boys.
No. Women can do better. That's what we are trying to say. We are in the family. Maybe both of you are married.
And the guy's the head of the family. He's provided everything in the house and all that. And then Nyamabia to senior the woman, you know, she can also come up and then become the head at that moment.
Exactly.
Bob, and then do all the things that the man was supposed to do that he's not having that much money.
Oh yes.
We came for you people.
Because I want another episode with these two same two girls.
Then we are going to have a part three on this same topic.
Sit here.
You want the part three? Hey, talent here. You want part four?
Part five, bro. I better say Chiwa.
13 and 14.
Hey, Ghana.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
So a different question. You see, the women to have this thing they do, if a different guy propose to them, then they show it to their guy. Is it necessary?
Nah, yeah, then.
Is it necessary? Like, is it necessary?
Just say no. Sister, you
just say no.
Is it necessary?
Why are you showing it to
Let me explain, because I'm not understanding this. If like, you are in a relationship, yeah.
We are dating. And maybe like, another guy. Let's you and Zubula are dating.
No.
Mess is dating Anna.
Okay, Mess is dating Anna.
And you propose to
Mess. Is fine. I'm here with Anna. You, let's go. Sally, how is life matter?
How is life matter?
Charlie, in Japan, say Nana and Messi are dating,
yes,
and
are.
I come to propose.
Yes, you are.
So it's like Nana is taking a
break. Relax me.
Relax.
Nana saw dog giddy.
So and I come to propose to you. Is it necessary for you to show you to Nana? Like say, Charlie, this guy came to me and see me. I don't like girls who are like.
I think sometimes they do that because they want to build trust.
Yes.
They want
that same trust. They can use that same trust to cheat on you.
How?
Oh. Messi can tell Nana that I proposed to her. So like Nana will see me as me trying to take Messi away from her.
Yeah.
Then Messi will tell Nana that he can never take me. I'm strong and
big.
she can accept.
Why I'll show you all the charts. I wouldn't leave. I'll show you from the beginning to the end. Maybe I'm going to his place or maybe I'm going to see him. I'll tell you, baby, I'm going here. I'm going to.
Why are you married? You told me this thing.
You are building a relationship.
At the end.
So you
want to go and visit someone?
You can tell him.
Baby, I'm going to visit someone. It's not necessary to be telling the guy
everything.
That is why you're in
a
relationship. Because the guy tried to propose to her. That's why she's trying to tell
him.
No, this one. Aside the proposal something. And then you are dating the guy. And then maybe you want to go and visit someone here.
No,
I can't tell you.
What
are
you?
Oh, no. Maybe they'll ask you. Maybe you ask
you. Are we married?
No, you ask you. Where are you or something? Oh, I'm going to visit a friend here. What is wrong with that?
No. Some people will say it before asking. Ask permission.
One thing I've seen is that trust is not built by saying, telling things like people don't know about. Like, let's say me and you are dating, and you told me when I was young, I did this. It doesn't build trust.
Like this one.
It condemns the relationship. It condemns the relationship. Trust is built with the treatment you give to the girl and the treatment you give to the man. You understand? Yeah. It's treatment. It's
yeah,
not
that
no
is it. But what but you me. Said, showing messages, that is what girls do. They do that.
They do it. It doesn't build trust. I would say you are a whore because people have been proposing to you all the time.
I won't be like
I don't know what first.
Your woman, no office.
Oh, she didn't.
Giddy, giddy, on.
Oh, giddy, 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 giddy. Hey, but you know one thing. You know one thing. So, Oba, Pina, so, Obi, and friend, and I say, Oba, wanna say, she doesn't get nice and honey.
And yet,
Oba,
so wait, so today you know the ugly girls. Today you know that the ugly girls.
Oh, yeah,
I said it.
No, why don't
the ugly girls? Who can do
that? That girl's ugly. Oh, be princess.
You're not ugly girls. Because I'm who's the one you fair, but you want to tell it in your hood.
Like you that, that you not can open something down.
And I would need a hood bunny.
Oh, but then there are some people you see they go like,
And I know your mom see, and your mom, Obi pe, Loki,
I did not come in with some celebs and cry who are more hearing or more when
you know,
you see, I'll make a song when you fair, but I'm not celebs.
I don't
know what you say.
Oh, you're lying.
It's true.
Are you the guys that? Me, I'm not like that. If I eat, I stay. Hey. Unless the girl dumps me.
So guys, let's take some
words from our fans from Instagram, and this from our DM, right? And this is King Kojo. He's saying he loves the show and we should keep up the good work.
Wow.
Charlie, bro, much love, right? Yeah, and this one's also from Edimini. Nana Kwame words. Nana Kwame, he's also saying there's much heat here. Charlie, we hear why. Shout out to you. I think we are going to have a part 3 on this one.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, we are going to have a part 3 on this one.
We are supposed to.
And before that, Nana, what are we referring to message here?
It's none of your
business.
No, we are all here. Why are you?
It's
the two of these, like something.
The two of them,
Loki. Okay, so guys, any shout outs? Okay.
Jessica, give us something.
Okay. Shout out to everyone who actually listened to us. And yes, shout out to my mom. Shout out to my bro. Like, she's the finest.
Shout out to my guy. That's why he bones me.
Mention his name.
Oh, that one be Loki.
Hey,
that's not to disclose it.
I'm done.
And then man is
the show says she fear everything about the family. Almost some gates car for Philly gate.
Continue. Mercy, give me something.
This guy's not done.
I'm done. You're done, yeah.
Shout out to my parents.
They had our last podcast.
So that's what I started with their parents.
But I shout out to my parents, my siblings, and shout out to my boyfriend. Yes.
Your boyfriend?
Yes.
Hey, what for Leo?
Yes.
No.
Yes, and also shout out to To our listeners.
She mentioned my name first.
Okay, so where can you find me on Instagram?
Yes, on Instagram you can follow me at @thegirladuma_ And on Snapchat at
On Instagram you can follow me on Jesse_quick And then also the same Instagram.
The same what?
Instagram.
So you have two accounts.
The Jesse's Inspiration is actually for to motivate, so you can follow me there.
Okay, Nana. Any shout outs?
I actually wanted to talk about my foundation.
My soap. Wait, let me talk about my soap first. Dudu Aswan Black Soap.
You need it, like.
Do you know? I have one question. What? I just described the soap was organic. She said yes. Now see, I can I eat it? She said no. How's it organic?
Why are you supposed to eat the soap?
These are questions I asked before I get the project.
Do you eat the soap that you bath with?
Because it's not organic, I can't eat it.
Oh please! But this one, it clears pimples and black spots. Anybody who knows me knew me to be a pimple girl.
Yeah,
If you want this soap, you can call this line 050-159-1855. Let me hit it again.
050-159-1855. Okay.
Thank you very much.
And big shout outs to all my homies in Kaswa CP. Everywhere in Kaslan, right?
Kaslan City.
Big ups. And Nana Sikapa, okay, already here, so shout outs to you. And your bestie to Doreen.
My bestie, Doreen,
right? And a big shout outs to my own homie. Big shout out to my own homie, Michael Asare. Asem. Salut, bro. Yampedu to challenge. I've not forgotten Yampedu.
Yampedu doesn't like
school. That fresh boy. Yeah.
Which fresh boy?
Your boyfriend will listen.
Message boyfriend, are you listening?
She said,
my fresh friend, Bill. So my fresh friend,
but can't you tell a guy he's nice?
No, you can, but the way you're saying the thing low key, like, you don't
know. I don't mind. Shout out to all Mogens.
Mogens will be listening to it.
And a big shout out to my girlfriend, Ebrina.
Okay, so me, I don't have much fans. I don't have much lovers and much fans. So my people in SEC.
My boyfriend actually went to the same school with
you.
I assume that.
Yes, Winnie SEC.
Winnie Ma.
I'm not that guy.
You can't compare Cape School to
Don't compare Winiba to Laboni.
You're supposed to.
You guys are being racist for me and now you are being scripted. You guys are being racist and
scripted. But still,
Winiba. They wear pink.
No.
So you can follow me. You can follow me on Instagram, Daddy K or the Zogman.
All right.
Yes, and you can follow our podcast, Iba.
Yes,
on Instagram, and if you want to listen to our podcast, you can download Anchor, or if you're on Apple, you can
straight from podcast.
Yeah, yeah, the Apple Podcast. Yeah. Yeah. And also, we are live on Spotify, Castbox, and Pocket Cast. And
Google, Radio Public.
And Radio Public too, yeah. They just approved us. So, and guys, yeah, if you want a better cake to buy, like I always say, it's Isofruit Locker. Yeah, fine cake, Isofruit Locker. We can locate them at Abose Okain, opposite ICGC Temple, right? Yeah, so
Nana, do you have something
to say? Nana, anything to say?
Okay, okay, yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, what?
I want to cut everything short, you understand? The other time I spoke about this foundation known as Irish Africa. It's a charity foundation. Irish Africa is a foundation coined by young entrepreneurs who have it at heart to make sure the less fortunate and orphans in the society are being catered for in order not for them to fail. Far flung, you understand? We help the needy, you understand, the poor and needy. And then on this August, that is on the 29th of August, it's a Saturday, and we're going to have a very mega street donation and an evangelism. So that is it. It's a mega street donation. That is this 29th August. And then we want everyone on board to also help achieve our aim. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay, so guys, unfortunately, this is going to be the end of the part two of the relationship talk. And yeah, there's going to be a part three. Yes. So yeah, leave your comments on our social media platforms on Instagram at Yubab Podcast. Our DMs, if you got any shout outs or any out of promotion, just hit us in our DM. Guys, thanks for listening. Bye.
I never give my shout out, bro. Wait, let me give my shout out. Okay, shout outs to my parents. I see your.
I'll mention.
You can't stop me from mentioning. Oh, I'll mention. I know. I have a girlfriend. I have a best friend. I'll mention.
We know it's a must.
Shout outs to Dor. I see ya.
Okay, so guys, bye-bye. Next week.
Bye.